It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Folks, I tell you what let's do. Let's go up to Lake Texoma. Our buddy Bill Carey with Striper Express is standing by, and we want to talk a little bit of fishing and just visit with Bill for a little bit. Bill, thank you for being with us, man.
Well, good morning, Luke, and happy holidays to all y'all out in Radio Land.
And I bet everybody's saying happy holidays back to you, Bill. I know I am. Thanks for being at the Winter Rendezvous in Greenville a couple of weeks ago with us. And thanks for bringing those striper fillets. That was a fun day, visiting with lots and lots of people. And you being one of them, you were right there with us. And had music all day right there at Randy Coon's Car Quest. There's 4 wooded acres. Lots of fun for me, and I think you enjoyed it a lot, Bill.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. Folks, you know, us outdoor people, we're not fit to have a roof over our head. and Luke threw this shindig together, and I believe he's going to plan another one. Y'all listen up. It's a lot of fun. Good folks, good food.
It was, and you know, we had a lot of help there. There was music, 3 different groups, 2 bands, and well, they all kind of combined at one point, didn't they? And they all great musicians, and it amazes me what kind of talent, musical talent, there is out there that nobody, well, I won't say nobody knows about, the local people do, but man, what a good bunch of musicians. They kept the music going all day, and Bill's brought some fresh striper fillets. And my nephew, Billy Kilpatrick, an old retired crappie guide from Lake Levan, Billy did the blackening, and we had that I've made a bunch of barbecue, and gosh, we had some camp coffee on the old actual campfire out there, Bill. So, yeah, we want to do that again, and I think Randy Coon, the guy there in Greenville, my friend that owns that place, is already talking about maybe having an outdoor cooking contest this maybe in May, you know.
Oh, that'd be great, you know. I'll bring some more fish, and I know your barbecue is just, that was so good.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. It's simple. I use that smoke in Tex, actually, and put a big old pork shoulder or whatever on there, and actually I cooked 3 of them, and let them cook at about 190 degrees for about 12, 14 hours, real slow, wrapped in foil. And it's hard to beat. I love beef, brisket, but I tell you what, I honestly probably prefer lean pork myself. But, you know, different taste for different folks. But we're going to talk about striper fishing in just a minute, Bill. But, yeah, I would like to mention that Randy Coon, the owner of CarQuest there in Greenville, and Friendly, who's the local everything in that part of the world. Everybody knows Mr. Friendly. We were discussing having in May an outdoor cooking contest where they have teams, or it could be just one person cooking. And it's not really just a chili cook-off. You could prepare chili. You could prepare any dish you want to as long as it's cooked there on the site, you know. Divide it up into teams, give each team a number. And then instead of having a panel of judges, which I've been in that situation several times, instead of that, let the contestants do the judging. In other words, when all the dishes are prepared, let them go, and they can't vote on themselves, of course, but they can cast a vote for the first, second, and third place, their favorite dishes. And that would make it pretty easy, and it would be some, you know, experienced judges there built into it, Bill. So, I don't know. We're in the early stages, but I thought that'd be a lot of fun. And who knows? I mean, you might want to blacken stripers or fresh ones or whatever, you know.
I'll tell you what, folks, just come hungry.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best advice. And Randy said that we would have the venues there for people to have their, you know, market, whatever they had, anything from a guide service to decorations for whatever, you know. So that we'll more about that later. Bill, now I know how good those stripers taste out of that cold water because I just ate some here, you know, recently that you brought up there. Winter fishing, the holiday period here, a lot of people get kind of restless, you know. They have time off, and you can only spend so much time in the house. And they say, I'd like to go catch some stripers. You guys get pretty busy this time of year, don't you?
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. Christmas week to New Year's, people come in. What are we going to do? And I don't know. I think we've got about 20 boats booked this week.
Yeah. Well, you've got a team of guides. I mean, it's not like it's just one boat out there to take everybody. But y'all start your trips, I think, mid-morning, which I like that idea big time. Like, what, 10:30?
Yes, sir. That is a good point. Yeah, folks, water temperature dictates that. You know, if you're here in July, I want you here early. But when the water's cool, they bite all day. So, first of all, the water temperature dictates it. Second, it does make a simpler drive for most. And third, 10 to 15 degrees of solar heat on your back at 10:30 a.m. is welcomed on a cool December, January day.
You bet, Bill. And it's really a very doable deal. I know that you're not going to take people out there with a wind blowing 40 miles an hour and a blue norther blowing in. That's just common sense. But so many days in this time of year are, I'd say over half of them are just perfect weather. I mean, you do have to layer up, you know, dress in layers. That's common sense. And wear gloves and wear something over your, of course, the old helmet liners is what we all used to wear, you know. But wear something.
I tell people, you know, just give me a holler, watch the weather, dress accordingly. You can always take it off.
Exactly. And start out usually after you head out from the dock there, Bill, and get on that. Yeah, it's a little chilly right there in the beginning, even at 10:30. Everybody's just acclimating to that colder air, but by the time you get on that first school of stripers and start setting that hook a time or two, some of those heavier clothes are usually shed, you know, about that time of the morning.
Yes, sir. You know, this air in the winter is so crisp. I joke. I say, air so crisp, you can taste it. It's just wonderful.
That's true. It is. It makes you feel good. It makes me feel good to get out. And if I had to choose between now and August the 10th, when it's give me now. I'm serious. I just love the cold weather. And a lot of my buddies, I go up in Canada fishing usually each summer, and I talk to my friends and up there, the Canadians, you know, and I'll tell them, I'll say, yeah, I just love the cold weather, you know. And then of course, they're iced in most of the year up there. And they say, well, what are you talking about, cold weather, Luke? And I said, well, I'll tell them, I said, you know, when the temperatures might get up to only, you know, 40 degrees at the high. without exception, they kid me a lot. And they say, you don't really know what cold weather is up here in Canada, Saskatchewan. But, yeah, I really don't. I don't really want to be up there when it's 20 below zero for 3 months.
You know? I told my grandson, I said, Mother Nature's got it figured out. Just about the time you're sick and tired of it, she changes the weather 4 times a year.
Exactly.
And these old stripers are on fire in this cool water. My Lord, they're fat and sassy.
Oh, boy.
It is so much fun.
We're going to get up. Jeff Rice, that's one of my great friends. Bill got to meet Jeff at our little winter rendezvous. But Jeff and I are going to get up there. Of course, I'm always looking for an article for the newspapers or a magazine story, whatever. But we're going to go up and do a sportsman's life. That's, I don't know, we started doing that about 6 months ago. First, in on Friendly News, you can go there. And we're getting, Bill, last week's was almost 9,000 views on that thing. You can check it out there online. But we want to, when we go up, we want to do one of those with you and, you know, get some good story material, get some good striper fillets, not to mention that, of course, and then film a show with you. So pretty soon, you know, expect us to give you a call and set up a trip. I'm ready to get some of those hard-fighting stripers up there at Texoma anyway, you know?
You know what, Luke? When people have deer hunting withdrawal, cabin fever, and largemouth are lethargic, speckled trout and redfish are lethargic, these stripers are on fire. This is what I tell people. This is when you want to come a-running.
You betcha. Well, Bill, we are out of time. What do you say we get you back in a couple of weeks, talk some striper fishing?
All right, folks. Y'all have a happy holiday season and a good new year.
Well, folks, that was our buddy Bill Carey up at Lake Texoma. Bill has started his Striper Express guide service back 36 years ago. I remember when Bill had actually bought his the Striper Express, the big boat that he started with, and he called me the day that he went to pick it up. I believe it was he was towing it back. I forget where he got it, but kind of an institution up there at Lake Texoma, Striper Express is. You know, muzzleloader deer season is just around the corner on a lot of counties in Texas. And if you haven't taken your deer yet, your buck or your your meat doe for the freezer, this is a great opportunity during the muzzleloader season. And muzzleloaders are nowadays, modern muzzleloaders are not nearly as tricky as they used to be. When I first started shooting muzzleloaders, they had a number 11 CCI cap, a little small cap that fit over the nipple of the muzzleloader, and you know it put out some firepower to ignite the charge. Those little caps did, but the number 11 caps, but nothing like nowadays. Nowadays, most modern inline muzzleloaders, I guess all of them, come with a 209 shotgun primer, and that thing blows so much fire into the powder charge. You know, muzzleloaders fired by through the nipple there, and the fire goes down into the barrel and it ignites the charge with the bullet is seated on top of the charge. But the 209 shotgun primers that's used in muzzleloaders today is pretty much foolproof. I've honestly never had one not set the charge off. Years ago, I tried to hunt with a flintlock a little bit, and I actually killed a deer with a patch round ball and an old 50 caliber flintlock one time. But my gosh, it's tedious. I mean, you have to prime the frizzin on there. The hammer strikes that and puts a little spark in the primary charge, and then which goes down into the chamber and into the breech area and fires the flintlock. Flintlocks are great. I just never got real good at shooting mine, probably because I didn't have the patience, you know. Folks, I tell you what, today's show is pretty much like many of them that we've done. We've been doing these things for about 8 years now here on KETR. But visit. That's what we're all about, is just visiting and talking about the outdoors rather than being some kind of a produced, scripted Paul Harvey type show, which we're definitely not. But if you listen to us, and I know a lot of you have for many years, you'll pick up some really good outdoor tips from these guys and gals that I have as guests. All of them are knowledgeable, very knowledgeable in their fishing or hunting endeavors, whatever they might be doing. But I want you to know I appreciate you listening each week. We're going to kick this new year off and get out, and hopefully all of you can get out and get outdoors and enjoy it and tune in right here each week with me. I promise you that we're going to have a different type show every week, and I want you right here in the middle of it with me. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smoke In Tex Electric Smokers, Sitemark, Texas Raised Hunting Products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort at Canton, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, The Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.